Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. Okay, so I lied a little bit. The Memorial Day rain has afforded me some great time to cook, to read, to bake, to practice yoga, and to finish up loose ends. But also, it's allowed me to podcast a lot. So instead of doing just one a week, I'm going to do three this weekend. Two being podcasts, one being one of the two commercials that I've been talking about. Finally, I was able to get all of the company information to get that commercial out to you tomorrow, maybe. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Yep, tomorrow I'm going to be putting that out. And I'm so excited because ever since the Hugo Fresh commercial, I don't think I've ever been so passionate about a product. So yeah, tomorrow, inaugural, stay tuned for the publishing of my very passionate commercial. So I wanted to do, yesterday I did the podcast on Summer Loving. I called it Summer Loving. And the reason is, you know, the movie Grease, where two kids fall in love and, you know, the story of Danny Zuko and Sandy, and they fall in love, which made me think about my son. He has a little girlfriend now for the summer, which also makes me think that the imminent closing of that relationship will happen when he leaves to college. Which then made me think of dating now in the United States is so interesting. I don't think I've ever really been single, me personally. And that has also taught me the value of being single. And it's not it was something that was uncomfortable for me, the idea of being without a partner next to me at all times. Even physically, it was hard for me to get accustomed to. So imagine, I really thought this would be a great topic for you guys, because I feel like dating is not just an issue for divorced people. I think dating is just an issue. And I didn't realize what kind of a business was out there for people trying to date. The truth is you can make all the businesses you want. The ideas of what dating is the confusion, I believe. After I started to study and listen to some stuff about dating now, and I started to read some reports and some statistics, and of course, there's statistics for everything. But I think the real confusion is what constitutes a date. And I started to think about that, and it's true. I who I'm almost 50 years old, I don't know if I'm on a date or if I'm just hanging out. So the intention of what is happening has to be very, very clear. If you're uncertain from the get-go, then it can become cloudy. So whether you're just chilling, hanging out, or actually on a date should be the first order of business. What exactly are you doing? And I started to think about what a deal breaker is for me. And immediately, oh, I just hit the microphone. Immediately, a deal breaker for me is poor hygiene. So if you look like if you have poor hygiene, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to want to go out on a date with you. If you ask a woman, what she wants, maybe an employed date is a good idea. A non-alcoholic or drug addict is a good idea. And somebody who's clean. I think also smoking is a deterrent for me. And maybe the signs of being in poor health, being overweight. No one wants the aforementioned traits. Also, smell is very important to me. They have to smell clean. How do you do that? How do you realize if they're smokers, overweight, smell bad just by looking at them? Obviously, you can smell them. Obviously, you can see if they're overweight. But how do you really... What if they just came out of the gym and then they smell bad? Because I smell like an ox when I come out of the gym. I feel like you really have to go out on a limb and take a guess on the physical aspect, because somebody could just have come out of the shower and look great and brilliant and then be, you know, a man that doesn't practice hygiene. So you'll find out. So it could be either a pleasant shock or a really bad surprise. Who knows? One of the things that I hate in a man is when they text you to ask you out. 84% of women would rather be invited by a voice rather than a text. And I am one of those women. If you text me where we're going to meet, and then you know what? You can text somebody else, because I'm not a computer. I'm a human being. And I'd rather you show up for my attention. I think one of the things that I look for the most in another human being is sense of humor. If you're happy and funny, I love it. Confidence is something that I absolutely love. And obviously physical appearance. I don't know about, I just recently went out on a date and he had a pet. I needed to know that before I met him. Like, I mean, it wasn't a lizard. Imagine if I dated somebody that had a lizard and he didn't disclose that, it would definitely be a divorce. But this was not a lizard, but it's still, I would have liked to have known beforehand. I was married between the ages of 26 and 30, which is the actual American statistic of where people want to be married between the ages of 26 and 30. I was married at that time. I think it's an ideal age to start a family. However, at my age, to find a date that I want to be with is really difficult. So why not just, you know, instead of wanting to get married at a certain age, just not even look for marriage and just look for a great partner? And why even get married at all at my age? I think rather than later, if you ask yourself what you want out of a date, I think clarity is probably the most important. Letting someone know and witness the signs of what is good for you, not just acting it, maybe even saying it. Clarity. Don't give anybody dating advice, because it's useless. It's useless. You got to feel good. You got to want to be with somebody else. Tailoring yourself to what other people are looking for is never going to work out well. Just being yourself. I recommend keeping an eye out for what you like and as you are. And also just asking, do you have a lizard, is not a bad idea. I mean, really, I'm amazed at how long it's taken me to talk about this. I know with my friend Matthew, we did a Tinder podcast on that conversation. We had so much fun. But the truth is it's hard to find a date, especially at my age. You walk into places and you don't know really what people want. What I do know is I don't want texting, random, poor hygiene. I need fitness in my life. It's very urgently important. I need exclusivity. I need a presence, real presence. And if I can't have, I think for me, the first in priority is exclusivity. If you can't just be with me, then you're just having sex out there. And that's okay. It's just not for me. It's urgent for me. And then second would be the fitness aspect of it. We need to be fit together. I think it's wonderful to be fit together. And then lastly, how you live is very important. Are you a kind human being? Do you have a family? Do you give love to other people other than yourself? I love that. It's where I'm at. Of course, I'm open to learning. new things. I'm meeting so many, many people. I mean, wonderful people, kind, smart. Oof, smart. So smart that I'm intimidated. And it's fun. You know, when I met my husband, I was 19 years old. And when I got divorced, I was in my 40s. So I spent most of my adult life with one man. Then I had a relationship that failed. So I, once again, years with another man. And then I don't think I truly acted single because I was just so devastated from both failed relationships that it took me years to actually go out on a date. And, you know, being courted and suited by people that want to be with you are intelligent conversation. That's great. And, you know, are willing to be exclusive with you is not easy. Now, it's not. How can it be when you've got Tinder? Literally, this Tinder thing is incredible. You just swipe and pick and swipe and pick, and it's just free sex. And I don't understand how that has replaced the value of an exclusive relationship. Because I had an exclusive relationship, at least my half was exclusive in both of my relationships as an adult. My half was. It was great. It was blissfully happy, at least in my half, in my world. I want that again, but I want that with another human being. And that I should, if I were ever to go on Tinder and seriously be shopping for a man, it would be the word exclusivity would have to go first, because really it's the only thing that's going to save our society and our world. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, he's in jail. I mean, he's in jail right now. He got out for $1 million cash. The movement, it's not a movement. It's a way of life where you just have random sex and keep on going. Well, guess what? That's just not enough. That's just not enough. When you have two people working together in a relationship, there is nothing greater. There is no better sex. There is no better commitment than that. So dating 101, don't give anybody advice because it might not suit them. Make a list of what's urgently important for you and go one by one. You can wine and dine me, send me jets, take me to the greatest places, be a baller and all that stuff. But if I'm not the only one for you, you're not the one for me. I feel like that is something that I am very clear saying always. I don't know why it's so difficult to honor. So now that I'm moving and Roman is moving and my life is changing, I'm hoping that maybe the environment around me will change and I will meet more men that are of that opinion. I am only surrounded by men that live like that because I learned after my failed relationships, the two adult ones that I gave my life to, I realized they were not of the opinion that exclusivity is urgent. So how could it have worked? That was my error. If you're with someone that doesn't agree with what you think exclusivity is and the boundaries, then you're doomed from the beginning. And that was my error in both cases, actually, because I could see that we didn't have that in common. And I was hoping that would change in both relationships, but no, it didn't. On the contrary, you are who you are and you got to come as you are and you got to be loved as you are and no one's going to change you. And actually, I don't really want to change anyone. Just want to, if it's real, you don't have to force it. And that's what I want. I want someone who really believes in one girl, one boy, love forever. So that's my Dating 101 podcast. It's not a tutoring session. It's just, I was thinking about summer loving, and I'm actually pretty excited about loving this summer. I really am. I've met some wonderful, wonderful human beings. And so there. And look out for my commercial, and good luck on your next date. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. Lunchologymiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.